Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I believe it's going to be the hottest day of the year so far today. It should be touching the 90s. So if you need that AC unit checked out, give our friends at Crop Metcalf a call. That would be the smart and prudent thing to do.
So many member guests this week.
They're just everywhere.
Today. Yeah, it's always a big... You know, U.S. Father's Day week.
Okay.
U.S. Open week. A lot of member guests.
They had the one at Norbeck last weekend, actually.
Yeah. Yep. Correct.
A lot of drunkards.
I'm sure. A lot of transfusions being served up.
But I would never want to play. I don't play member guests, but I would never play a 3-day member guest. Some of them are longer with the practice rounds during U.S. Open week.
Yeah, you just can't do it. You can't see yourself doing it.
No. I mean, I wouldn't want to miss all of that U.S. Open for 3 or 4 rounds of golf consecutive days. I wouldn't do that.
I had my golf gambling.
I just can't do it. I couldn't do all the drinking.
Consigliere Matt Valdez placed some bets for me pre first round. So
yeah,
I'm locked in on some U.S. Open wagers.
Yep. I got to put a bunch of bets in before first tee times.
As you should.
Which are at 6:45.
Is that right? They actually are pre-7.
Yep.
I guess we're going to move back we had to adjust some things schedule-wise. So there's going to be about an hour of play before we do our board, but it is what it is. I don't think it's going to affect anybody. Unless Scheffler goes out there and quadruples the first hole or
it's
something.
It's fine. It's all good.
Then, I'm not sure I would bet against them.
Bryson, Xander, I'm just looking at the names. Oberg, Fleetwood possibly Hideki. Those are the bigger names that are going off pre-7:45.
I'm not picking any of those dudes right now.
All of the same cast and characters?
Someone's going to take Bryson early.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Bryson.
Yeah, Bryson will go early.
Same cast of characters in the golf pool, I'm assuming.
I don't know. JP's not here, so I don't know if he gave Valdez a list.
I'm guessing he did not submit any picks. So maybe it's down to 7. It's the 6 of us, and I'm guessing Anna from Annapolis still in the mix.
It's so funny how none of us know. I mean, we've been doing this for so long. It's whatever it is. None of us know why JP's off. We just know that he's off on the calendar, and we have no idea. And he probably said it 10 times, and none of us care.
I don't recall.
He definitely told me 10 times, and I feel bad.
You've forgotten.
I thought Dylan already graduated.
He did.
So it's not, It's not Dylan's graduation. I think it has something to do with,
maybe Isabella's
school or something like that.
Isn't he giving a speech?
graduate. See, I don't know.
He's doing another. He's doing some speech.
Oh, he's doing it for the kids. For the for Isabella.
Like the
school.
fifth grade.
That must be it. Like right. the moving on ceremony.
He's doing the ceremony and the speech.
That guy's got to learn how to say no. He's got a big problem.
Never seen someone love speeches more.
I mean, he got a big problem, man.
Well, he likes the ADs.
Is that what? Is that deep down what it is?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I say
no.
He doesn't like being on the mic at the swim meets.
He probably does.
He tells me he does no shtick.
Well, I know, but he still likes being the broadcaster.
You do. You think so? Being in charge. Some
being
people
charge.
Like being in charge.
Yeah.
Like I know some guys. This is a side note, but like I just did a golf tournament that my buddy ran, and I know another guy that runs. Some guys just like, and I'm like, why are you running this golf tournament? You know what a pain, like, that's
a lot of time
that
and effort.
Is hell
he likes
on,
organizing all that stuff.
That's hell on
yeah,
wheels.
Yeah, I would never want to do
and
that.
And people just love it.
Nope.
They like being in charge. They like going up there and organizing all the auction items. They like going up there and saying, okay, guys, we got another 5 minutes. Last bid. Get your last bids in. You know,
putting out the rule sheet.
Yeah, putting out the rules and making sure they got all their sponsors. And literally every single aspect of that. Is hell on earth.
Putting the names on the carts.
It actually sucks.
And they want to make sure that it's done just right. And they're like, if the freaking sign's not correct, that every part, every detail of that is hell to me. People just like doing it. They like being in charge.
I'm happy to pay and show up and play in the event, but I don't want to organize one bit of it.
I don't like paying either.
Well, I mean,
that's the other thing. Yeah. I'll be honest. You're a nicer person than me. I don't like paying.
Well, it depends on what the charity is.
Yeah.
And I know the one you're talking about was
how many times,
had a lot of question marks.
How many times has Eric said to me when I complain about money, what are you going to do? You're gonna die with all your money.
Yeah, because I used to have money. You know
how
why?
Many times has he said that?
You know why,
he's
Jason?
He's on borderline brokey.
Yeah, because I'm a brokey now. I used to have money. And then when kids went all to college and everything,
money
and I went to every game all across the country for 5 years.
You spent a lot of money. That's true.
It caught up.
Okay, but you...
I didn't miss the kids. I missed like three games out of like 200.
All right, but Eric, you have said that much more recently to me than 5 years ago.
It wasn't until... I didn't hit brokey status until about 6 months ago.
Hey, Eric, come to the dark side.
Hey.
Come on over.
Hey, I can show you where to shop for expired meats.
I mean, come on. I need all the tips.
I'll give you all the life hacks.
All the yellow tag items are giant.
For 35 years of doing this show, I've been overcompensated and haven't worried about money.
Until
about
now.
6 months ago, I ran, smashed into the wall and went, where'd all the money go?
Yeah.
Where'd all the money go?
I know where it went. It went to Cornell.
It went to Cornell. It went to Marist. It went to St. Andrews. And it went to two hotels, two airline tickets every weekend.
Dinners out.
For 5 years.
I know.
Six years.
Well, I was complaining about that too, and you know, luckily I had two in-state tuitions.
Just have to say,
but
I'm
you
broke.
You would still say, "What are you going to do?" It's only money.
Because I had money. I used to have money.
This is EB.
Just have to say, I'm broke.
Hey, will you write down how much, an estimate, how much you think you've spent between the colleges and the trips?
$1 million.
Yeah.
He's not going to write it down.
Yeah, he doesn't need to write it down. He just blurted it out.
You definitely think it's over.
I mean, for my daughter at Cornell, between tuition and traveling, all her games. I missed one of my games. It was one game at Columbia University, and the reason I didn't go is because they required a certain type of card, and I resented it. Okay? And I did not go out of protest.
Yeah.
That's how angry I was.
You're still angry.
Yeah. But every other game, I went all across the country. Other game.
Then what do you think the average? What do you think
that
the average?
That cost me $500,000.
What do you think the average is per weekend between travel and lodging?
I never thought about it, but it's probably like $1,500 minimum. Like when I would drive, like you know,
this is without plane tickets.
Plane tickets ramps it up,
and renting cars, and
food.
Two hotels, and then dinners.
Yeah,
I mean every meal.
And by the way, you're probably taking Megan or Stevie out to dinner after the game too,
and their teammates.
Oh.
And their teammates. Yeah.
And you have one more kid that you got to do this for, too. And you're on
Instagram,
the felt street.
Straight flexing.
Right.
On Instagram, yeah. Straight flexing.
How about this?
On Instagram,
I'm
straight
way
flexing.
Oversharing. I spent all my money I saved up on my youngest, Meg's Cornell. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're responsible human beings. But I didn't know that one of my kids was going to go to school where ultimately it was going to cost me like $100,000 a year. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Mm. Oh, that's a thing. That's a thing, folks.
Financial shell game now at this point.
That's a thing, folks.
Financial whack-a-mole.
Oh, I didn't even mention all the rents I'm paying all over the country.
Right.
All over the country. Multiple rents sometimes.
Oh, I mean...
Because they would live in the city for the internship.
Oh, okay.
They live in Boston for the internship. Still got to pay the house, outrageous thing, at Cornell. Living in New York City for the internship. Got to pay the outrageous thing in Cornell. My son, you know, it, same thing.
I just have to say I'm broke.
So
you're not paying those now, are you?
My kids are still dependent on this person right here. This broke person.
Breadwinner.
Hey, this is like Dave person. Ramsey radio.
Well, I mean, to be fair, your wife does work. I don't know what she makes a year, but she does work.
She does fine.
Okay. So that helps, because that can pay for a lot of that stuff.
Jason, if I gave you a bucket and I put a few drops in it.
Uh-huh. That's what it is?
Okay. Well, like, relative to everything.
Well, write down what she makes a year.
I don't know.
You don't
know. I believe that.
I have a vicinity.
Is it a salary or hourly?
It's a salary, but she has benefits too that are like worth something. It's hard for me to explain it.
All right.
Okay.
Tell me during the break.
It's hard for me to explain it. But that's
My wife makes about $10,000 a year.
I know. But I know you. Put it this way. You're 10 times richer than me.
No.
Hey, have you thought about like maybe Dina work for Doubletree or something and you get like an employee discount?
That's a great idea.
No.
Maybe
what
she
I'm
be
hoping,
a-
what I'm hoping is as soon as I get my son off freaking the payroll and my daughter off the payroll in about three or four months away from breathing again.
Yeah.
What's payroll?
Off my payroll. Off me. Do you know what I'm saying? As soon as I, they're literally on the brink of taking off. They'll start making salaries.
Like,
yeah, yes, okay, they're gotcha, on the gotcha, brink
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like 3 months away. Once that happens, back to everything's
you're
okay.
You're near liftoff. Right? You're close.
Back to everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay? But I got to just get through these next couple months of being a brokey.
You know what? I'm right? kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Because the last rent payment for my daughter's apartment down in Blacksburg is July 1st. All right? Now it's $870 a month, all right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So after I pay that, officially the college payments will be completely zero.
All right, you want to hear my dilemma? I'm going to top you.
Yeah.
So my son, God bless him, he's a guy. I told you.
Yeah.
He's living in Chinatown. He's living literally just like
I don't even want to think about that.
A pigsty. Okay. My daughter, though, she thinks she's Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
She's living in Gramercy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just sounds fancy.
And I'm already now paying
Gramercy Park's
her silly. Share $2,000 a month. She doesn't even start living there till October.
Mm. Oh, that's 4 or 5 months.
So
that's,
when did that lease start?
Right
oh,
there.
She's currently in Rome. Yeah. But I'm paying for it.
after she left Greece, which I paid for, after I got a phone call that she wrecked a car in Greece.
Oh, oh, you didn't tell us about that. That's a biggie.
Oh,
oh, that's a biggie.
Just get out on some olive
now
oil.
Now it's starting to make sense that's, why EB's a broke.
That's going to cost a lot of euros to fix.
Take us through the car wreck.
Yeah, what
I
happened
didn't even
there?
Ask. I just shook my head.
You didn't ask? Oh, I would have asked a million questions.
There was a whole thing. But here,
so it was just a rental car.
Why is she driving a car in Greece?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But she told me at the end of the long text that I didn't read the details of.
Uh-huh.
This was her last sentence. I'm just going to cry to the guy and hope he hooks me.
That sounds like a very thin business plan.
That was her plan. I'm just going to cry. I'm going to return the car and just cry.
Yeah, you think that old Greek dude is going to fall for that ploy? Probably not.
I don't know. It might have worked. I'm just going to give you a side note. It might have worked.
Well, good for her.
I know the Pantheon was a drive-thru.
Dude, I don't trust me.
Parthenon?
Brokeville.
Yeah, where's the Pantheon?
Hey, we should have a golf, tournament for it. We should have a golf tournament.
Yeah, raise money for EB.
Yeah, that tournament you played should have been for you, for your bottom line.
Maybe. I told my buddy.
Yeah, I mean, with all those expenses, I would have told you-know-who asked you to play in that golf tournament.
For free.
Can I tell you how much? Can I tell the people how much you paid for it?
I think he's already gone on record and said how much you paid.
Can I say?
Yeah, I don't care. Here's the thing. Here's the preface to it. Some golf tournaments are $1,000. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. If you're rich.
Uh-huh.
I don't pay to play in golf tournaments. Like,
yeah.
I'm above it.
Right.
Okay. I don't like to do it.
I never do it.
Yeah. So that one was $260.
Right. $260
to play my home course.
Yeah, I would. I know he's a good friend. I would have said, "Bro, I got too many expenses. I gotta say
half.
I gotta
dues.
Say no."
It was fine. It was $260 because he had extra Gatorades on the hole. I was like, oh, that's good. I'm glad we paid for that.
Yeah. Hey, it's good. You don't want to be dehydrated on a hot day. Those electrolytes.
At least I got a silly TaylorMade hat out of the.
You paid $260 for a TaylorMade hat.
All right, coming up on the show, I believe the time for our first guest has shifted. Steve Sands is going to join us to talk about the U.S. Open. Jason, do we know what time he'll be joining us at this point?
I thought 45.
6:45.
So 6:45, he will be joining us.
Because he's going to be on the Golf Channel, I'm guessing, live at starting around 7 or 8.
Very good.
Probably 8.
Later in the show, Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He's been out at the Commanders OTAs. He's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, talk about Pacers Thunder, and we'll give you some insight as to what happened at Commanders training camp as well yesterday. We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.